Let's get scratching.
Hello?
Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah, part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds.
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
You have to say it.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
This is
the best beat
phone mix
on Radio Sega.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Fast Beats Phone Mix. It's Sunday night here in what is sort of sunny old England for a change. Been cloudy the last couple of days, but we've had like sun all month, so yeah, random bit of weather there. Hey. Anyway, yes, we're back for episode 2. We weren't here last week. And do a bit of a bizarre, random episode that didn't occur.
Trial.
Trial off.
Yes, well, last week we had something called a trial on, because I wasn't here. I was apparently, I was off with explosive tits in my face, and I was off ill. So if there's a sick note for you, it was in my hand somewhere, but, you know, they're explosive, so who knows where it is now. So yes, we're back for episode 2, and it's called the explosive episode for that reason, I think, really. And we've got about a million people trying to call us at the moment here. So yes, I'll introduce, my co-host in a second once I've sorted all this lot out. Right, we're in here, and they are there. Right, I've got, Scott, SJSSF, joining me this week as my regular co-host, and
hello.
Yes, introduce yourself, and have a little bit of a chat while I add everyone else in, because I need to do a bit of technical stuff here, and yeah, you might want to bring up your ideas you've had this week, more recently, Scott.
Yeah, I'll tell you as soon as this bloody Skype thing, hold on.
Trial.
Crack on. What are you waiting for? We're going to have a couple more people in. But yeah, we've also got Gonic07 in here as well.
Hello.
And we should also now be joined by, yes, Andrew Murphy, or Sound Reaper.
Right, I'm back now.
Hello. You joined us into the show this time. Very much different from last week, so yeah.
Oh, how far into the show are you?
Well, we literally started, so you know. Just to give you a meager impression, you know. You're at the beginning anyway, so.
Alright. I just woke up, and I woke up just in time.
Indeed you did. You woke up into a world of phone mix. Unlike last week, but we've already covered that, so yeah. A lot of the people just go around and saying, you're fired. It's just like a sort of random sort of conversational pleasantry now people have, you know. You're fired from what? I wasn't even here. I haven't been working anywhere.
Who's being fired? I wonder who's being fired, because never heard anything about they're getting fired or anybody else getting fired.
Nah,
except for Gabby,
sort of...
that was a few weeks back. I think. I think it was Gabby or Resonance. So. It's one of the two.
Looks like Nuxie wants to be at it too. She's in another group though at the moment.
The only problem is that everyone's going to be in my chat here, so try not to call me. Send me a little message just saying add me in, and then I'll see what I can do.
Uh-huh.
And okay. I don't want too many people in here as well, so let's get Nuxie in here, because she was in here in the first episode, so what?
He said, add me or else.
That wasn't me.
Got a drag and drop. Yes, and I think we're joined by Nuxie now as well. Hello.
Hi.
There we go.
Hello.
Okay, so we'll keep this as our main crew for round one, or the first part of the show, as it were. So yeah, how's everyone doing on another Sunday night?
Oh, good.
I'm doing that.
I could be.
Everyone's in a mess.
Everything's fine.
I like that. I think everyone's in the RC room, and we're joined by a plethora of other random.
Bloody hell.
I'll be in the RC room in a moment.
Bloody hell, there's a lot in the IRC this time.
So let's hear who we're joined by this week. We're joined by Sagamark, Trigon, Gavi, Resident SD, Spondy, AAUK, D'Artagnan, Buzzby, Gerbler Bay, Monic, Hedgy Lightning, Lars, Leo San, Mena, Mr. Stream, Python, Rad, Reaper's Girl, Retrix, Shaddix, SGSF, Raffles, Scrabble, and Lago Yoda. Yoda. So yeah, there were plenty of people there, and a tongue-tyingly sort of list there as well, as well. That means some names.
No, that's the longest we've had it in the show's history yet.
What the heck?
So many. Yeah, well, been a bit going on this week, but I've been rather detained from doing any sort of Sonic or Sega work myself. Usually you'll find me on my milieu down at fastfitmedia.net, but so far, we've literally just had a follow-up from last weekend's show not being there, and also a public release of Mr. Stream's Act 1 remix album as well, from a lot of the good old Sonic songs there, so check it out, it's on fastmedia.net, and that is an album well worth listening to. There's 10 tracks on there, ranging from the Toxic Caves up to Flying Battery Zone, but they're really well done remixes, so definitely worth checking out, certainly compared to anything you've heard before, I would have thought. Yeah, outside of that, we've not been up to much, and I've been busy doing other projects, shall we say. Now, there is one of a Sega-related project, which we might have talked about on the show beforehand, but I'm not going to go into much detail about it now. And we are working on the background now, and it's going to perhaps elaborate on what Radio Sega and Fast Media have been doing in recent times. Anyway, who is fiddling around with their microphone and making lots of noise? Settle down.
As I said last time, you won't like it when he gets angry. He doesn't turn into the incredible Hulk. He just gets really tired.
I don't know, it's just the background noise is unnecessary. It just sounds like you're eating your microphone, and you may as well be eating your face for all primary purposes there, so.
Nice one.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, well, I've got to say, we've actually been meaning to get some of the remixes up, a podcast from the last couple of weeks from Saturday Night Sega and other Radio Sega shows as well. They are going up on Fast Media at the moment, so keep an eye up there if you want to download the MP3 versions of them. And that's the, I don't know, what's been going on in the community this week? Because I've been keeping a watchful eye. Have you guys been seeing anything interesting happening?
It's like Gavi said on Saturday Night Sega, there hasn't been all that much going on this week.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I was keeping on Sonic the Hedgehog 4 website, and there wasn't a lot going on there, to be honest, really. So, it's going to that sort of quiet period before the summer when everything's going to hit in, really. And summer's really still a couple of months away, realistically, so.
About 2 months.
And even when I was actually going through Sega's list of games last week, I was still thinking it feels a bit small, a bit short, perhaps as well. Should be more games coming out from them, I would have thought. But yeah.
Yep.
Not many. Meanwhile, there actually is a party going on next door to what feels like my room at the moment. So. I can hear a lot of random noise seeping through.
Strange that.
Yes, strange parties, weird things. Should stay away from them.
Well, it is a bank holiday Monday. Well, tomorrow, so it's bank holiday weekend.
Technically.
I know, I screwed up.
Already.
No, you're just special.
No, I just screwed up, that's all. Special as in, I just screwed up easily.
Yeah, we just sort of bitch slapping going on in the chat room there.
fish slapping, more like.
A lot of argument in there, to be honest.
More like fish slapping. Yeah, obviously, somebody's been watching too much Monty Python, as I said before the show.
Yeah, so we are waiting for. Yeah.
What do you mean there's no love for Sega Ages? Sorry, I'm just
sure
looking at
it. Yeah, who said that?
Resident SD. Or shall I say President SD? Come on, there's plenty of respect.
Presidente SD.
No one likes me. Really, it doesn't matter. We're all just having fun here on air. Just being in community and doing our thing, you know? That's what we all do best.
Oh, look what you've done.
You just started that one.
Okay, now he's a little happier. So that's
okay.
Yeah, need some better sound
I think we better move movies. On. I bet we're just best if we just move on. Before weird yeah. things.
Alright. Well, yeah, I'm gonna focus on the topic. Alright, last week's show. Wasn't my show, but still there was just yeah. What did they actually name last week's show as it was a one off special?
Trial, yeah.
That's it.
Trial.
Yeah, trial is very much a broad sort of description of that as well. I don't know if it was planned, really, but they're just trying to pull off what I do on this radio show now, really, and it's like, yeah, it's not hard. I put it together in 10 minutes, I had to connect everything up here, really, but there's nothing tricky. I don't know why they found it so difficult. I don't know. But it did sound, it's pretty funny. Well, don't seem too happy about it, about the chat room.
What the heck is going on?
Sam's up with them.
just getting absurd now.
The public response. Yes. Oh, I'm just going to leave it at that because they're just getting. They're pretty.
Yeah, I'm
frothing the mouth as it is, you know. It doesn't look good from this side, from this distance, you know. Ooh.
Ah, oh, right.
It's actually been
proven that if you want to put it down, crossbait, then go ahead.
Put what down?
As in about never mind.
Gonic just put
sorry about that. Gonic just put down on Skype about the whole Shenmue coming to Xbox Live Arcade. People found out that it was fake.
It's pretty difficult to get anything Shenmue released by Sega.
Yeah, because it cost them around $50 million, and they didn't really get that much back out of it.
Well, you know, it's still a chance here, you know.
Yeah,
it's one way of looking at it, I suppose. But
keep the fanboys helping.
Yeah. Well, the closest they'll ever get is from Sega and Sonic All-Stars Racing, so there you go.
Seems like it.
Indeed.
It took him how many years to make Sonic?
Yeah, well, it really could do it. I mean, I like to think, even if it's like a last sort of resort, they'll still make Shenmue 3 at some point. At some point in the future, it will happen. But, you know, it's still, you know, it's a Sega fan's dream.
Very wishful thinking.
Yeah. Stay optimistic, at least. Yeah, that's the way I like to think. Yeah, right. Well, I like to say, if you...
Someone else.
Stop interrupting.
Yeah, okay, I'll
bring
it up. We've
got some focus going on in the show. We're mulling a bit. Well, maybe I am, who knows.
Alright, go on.
Yes, and then I just sneeze, so lovely. if you do want to join in on the phone mix, we might rotate listeners around, but if you've got Skype, add us. The user to add is phone mix with an F. And
if you want us either into the chat or into the conversation. We'll be going on with that a bit later on, really. Meanwhile, requests, we have pretty much the most music ever, so as far as Sega and Sonic stuff is concerned, so if you do want to request anything, then do let me know. You can also request via Twitter, at FastFeetMedia. So if you just send a message to us that way, we'll also take your request that way. Or in the IRC chat room as well, and there's plenty of people in there. If you haven't joined up already, head to RadioSega.net and you can find out more details on how to join the chat room. No, don't. No, that's cool. I've got the music sorted, guys. So, yeah. Right, well, we'll see if we can get a more finalised list of people in here and come back in a few minutes. We won't be having that much of a break, but yeah. We'll be right back with Fast Beats Phone Mix very shortly. Coming up next, you've got Ollie King, The Concept of Love, The Concept of Passion Remix. We'll be back soon.
Understand the concept of love. Understand the concept of love. Understand the concept of love. We'll be right back.
is Let's Beat Phone Mix on Radio Sega.
Sega.net, 8-bit to 128-bit. We play the best in Sega music. Sega!
We'll be right back.
This is Best Beat Film Mix on Radio Sega. Hello, we're back. And yes, we've just seen the time. It's a bit late. That was a shorter one this week. But we usually go on for about an hour and a half anyways. Most people think podcasts about 40 minutes or something like that. But and the show, perhaps an hour. But no, we'll do a bit longer than that, if anything. So yes, we're back on Fast Feet's Phone Mix on Radio Sega. And we've got a few more people joining us tonight. And I think this will make up the crew for tonight. So we've got Sound Reaper, Gonico 7, Nuxy, Lars, Leo-san, and Scott.
It's just Sonic.
Alright. Oh, and I'm
okay.
Mispronunciation.
We didn't sound like Gonic already on Skype.
Yeah. I'd like to welcome some new listeners who have pretty much just tuned in today. I'd like to say hello to an old friend of mine, Daniel. He's known as Ruka Filth. An IRC chat room. Kisa, who had to go somewhere. Phil, at least I'm hoping he tuned in. So I guess I shouldn't be welcoming everyone who I don't know has joined, but it's more of a preempt. Bear with me.
Now, I think one of the things I was going to bring up this week in the show is something that actually came from Series 1 of the show. Because I think it's quite a good concept, and I think, if anything, that this should be something for next week's show, if anything. Unless people can get the music to us now. The idea is, obviously we all listen to lots of different types of music aside from video game music as such, really. But there is music out there that sounds like it should be in a video game, or more specifically, perhaps in a Sonic or, let's say, Sega game. So, last season we called it Sounds Like Sonic, and effectively we're talking about anything track-wise that could be in a Sonic game, really. Now, I know there are a couple of Pendulum tracks that have come out more recently, and because they sound like they would be something from a Green Hill Zone track or from a final boss scene. They're quite atmospheric. But, I mean, I don't know, maybe you guys have heard some music out there, so you guys in the RC room, and obviously you guys who are listening to me now and in Skype, any music, you know, you might actually have heard that you think it should be in a video game, and specifically, say, a Sonic or a Sega game, really. But like I say, this is something that we might have to come back to next week, which we'll be like, all right, I'll have a think about it, and then they can post comments back to the forums in Radio Sega or on Fast Media on it.
So. I have some ideas already, but I'll hold my peace for now.
Fair enough. But yeah, you guys will know what I mean, so.
I know.
You know.
I have some. What, you want me to share my ideas right now?
Well, if you've got them now, I mean, it'd be good, but I mean, it's difficult for us to sort of broadcast, because technically we're not allowed to broadcast commercial music, thanks to our station manager.
Right.
Thanks to him, either. Better than a weakness.
Well, there's a lot of music I can think of from, you know, licensed artists, but more as the music. The songs are probably not, you know, in context of any Sonic or Sega game I can think of, but the music, I can, you know, associate it with some stuff, you know, from Sega.
Yeah.
One of the things that strangely comes in mind is some of the more obscure, lesser-known music from EMF. The one who did "You're Unbelievable." I don't know if you know them, but some of their lesser-known songs.
Yeah. See, I don't personally, but that's the point of this. We need to sort of like have a listen to the music, because if I can gain such tracks, and we will put them together in a small sort of show reel next week, so we can actually hear them. I mean, maybe I might be able to put it through in the next short break, but you know, it's rushing it, so I'd rather do it next week. So I mean, we will have hopefully next week access to somewhere you can upload all your tracks, or just give us a name of them, and we can just go through them that way. So. Saves a lot of time and effort if you upload it, but like I say, you just put a name over the track, the artist, and the title of the track, and then we can figure it out from there, have a listen, see if we agree with it, and the best ones will make it onto the show next week, I think. So yeah, I mean, keep an eye on FastMedia.net and Radio Sega, because we'll be reposting that later on and just reminding you in the week. So if you forget tonight and you don't listen to the podcast, then you can have a look on the website and remind you. But yeah, if we do that for next week's show, so Sounds Like Sonic/Sega,
then we can have a listen to some tunes. I can compile them, some bits and pieces together, and have the best of really. So yeah, I think that'd be quite good.
Yeah.
So yeah, so let's have a look at what's going on in the news as well. Yeah. A lot of people are saying they're distracted with information about Sonic 4, so there's no surprise there, really. Yeah, I've got an iPhone recently, so I've seen Sonic 2 appear on the App Store, things like that as well, really. And I've had $3.50, I think, or something like that. And I've been addicted to one game on my iPhone, really, which is called Angry Birds, which is more like a puzzle game, but I've been playing it quite a lot. So, I mean, that's the thing to a game. If you make it really fun and playable, and you keep coming back to play it again and again, then surely that's a fun game right there. But other than that, yeah, Sonic 2 appearing on there is quite good, and it's selling pretty well. Right here. But other than that, I mean, mobile, so it's a small area, really.
Yeah. It is.
It is, and what the hell is everyone typing? This noise now. Stop eating your fish again.
I see what you're talking
about. Allergic to fish.
Whoever's doing that is going to get the hag of the week. Yeah, don't forget, that was always in the background. I don't know, Mark could be getting a hag of the week because of what he did last week, so. Yeah, Angry Birds is awesome. Gerbil Bay agrees. Yeah.
Doodle Jump's another good game for the iPad.
I have found two pretty interesting articles off Kotaku, video game related. One's pretty funny, the other one is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, well, crack on, do post links in the RSC, so all our fellow viewers and listeners can see.
The first one is apparently, that's if I can get onto the Plymouth thing, stupid IRC. I can't believe I said stupid about the IRC. I'm a silly person. Right, it's just pinging me. So I better.
Okay.
Right, there we go. First one. Oh damn! God, I keep screwing it up. apparently Sony accidentally sent Activision's trophy for 1.5 million manufactured units of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 to Ubisoft. The company made a picture. Putting ransoms. We have your trophy. Send lots of night vision goggles if you want to see it again, or we'll also take brownies. Also, good work, Ubisoft Manufacturing.
Wow,
it's kind of unbelievable that Sony would go as far as accidentally sending Activision and send Ubisoft Activision's trophy.
It's an interesting little PR ploy, really, isn't it? I suppose that's one of the main things they've
obviously
done.
Or a complete mess up.
Yeah, it could equally just be a cock up. Obviously, there are people who have been known for cock ups in the games industry. Yeah, there have been some big ones out there.
Also, the other one, this is actually unbelievable. A guy actually beaten Bejeweled 2. A man clocked up 2,200 hours of gameplay and scored the maximum, which is 2,147,482,557 points.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I can't believe that. I mean, 2,200 hours and to score 2 billion? That must have been a hell of a lot of combos.
Record game edition next year.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to the license news.
2-2 about Mr. Stream's comment there. I can't see it. It's because we're wedding. But, meh.
that's a water shadow. I'm pretty sure you can swear.
If I Bejeweled that long, it would probably make my eyes explode or bleed at the very least. Can't. No, no, I just wouldn't be able to do that. Like, that's messed up.
But it is pretty weird. I mean, the whole you can cut the swear. I tend to self-censor, really.
We don't really have any censors, so you know, fuck it.
There you go.
Okay,
the horse also fell swear.
All right, now need to go over the top. Sit on him. Yeah, I've just been looking at the charts as well. I tend to look at the games charts every now and then. But looking at the all formats chart, Sega only have one entry at the moment, and that's All Stars Racing, and that's at 15. Let's see where it's been in previous weeks, really. See, it was a bit higher up in the charts, really. It's actually just gradually dropped, if anything. Yeah. It's a bit of a shame, but I mean, I wish Sega did have more in the charts every now and then, because you tend to see Nintendo and EA in there a bit too much. It does get rather annoying. But, you know, what are you going to do if you're just a software developer? You've got to work against hardware developers and Nintendo, you know, so...
Yeah.
It's a bit tricky as well. But at least they're in there. That's the main thing. Yeah, not a hell of a lot going on at the moment. You know, I would have thought it would be a little bit longer. Because, I mean, when it gets around Christmas, always busy. Always stuff going on. It's the right sort of time of year for games purchases and the big releases come out. So, I guess this is our dry spell of the year for games. Our podcast has fallen right in the middle of it.
Gonic's constantly asking us what's everyone's favourite Sega game and why.
Really? Favourite Sega game?
Certainly, I'm going to have to say Sonic on my side, but you know, Jets and Raiders are quite high up in it as well. I've always wanted to get rid of a franchise, Jets and Radio. I would like them to make more of that.
Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
I've got several favourites. One of them is, well, it's two franchises. It's the Sega Rally franchise, and also the Yakuza series. I actually kind of enjoy that one. It's Grand Theft Auto without the annoying. You know? Believe it or not, three's pretty easy than the other two. Well, according to me, anyway.
I don't think many people know about this. I mean, they might or they might not. But there is a website you can go to and play a lot of Sega games already for free. It's playsega.com. If you go there and sign up, you can play quite a few Sega games. And as much as it's an arcade sort of site, it's pretty fun.
I joined that website. You can only play for like 48 hours or something. then you have to pay.
I don't know if I've gone past 48 hours, but I've played for quite a while on there. I do have to say, what's going on with SonicC.com? Because, I mean, last time I looked at Sonic City, they said it was being built. Now it just goes to the All-Stars Racing site. Yeah, they never really bothered with Sonic City, did they? There's one area of Sega which was a bit like the community, like, hey, look at this, just move aside, nothing to see now. Sort of scenario.
Can't eat you, my microphone
is muted. People in our co-hosts are afraid of eating each other at the moment, apparently. The microphone's on, so I can't eat you. Well, if it was on, it doesn't mean I can eat you. No, my mic's eating me!
Oh my god.
What is going on in there?
Excuse me, that was unintentional.
Is there any way you can mute your mic, mate? Or do you put it to one
side?
No,
it just came out all of a sudden!
Fortunate for me, because I have my cough button here, so... the cough and various other things,
The bandages of a host!
Yes. The lovely random background noises we have in the show. It's alright, they'll go into the intro for the next season show, so it's all good.
Just so people are actually using the Fast Media forums, I haven't completely ignored you. I can see that things being updated there. Now, the two new posts which are coming to my attention is from E102 and Jet the Hawk in the forums, saying that there is missing music from some of the Sonic games, and a Sega Rally 2 song as well. Now, I'm saying that whilst we pretty much have every track ever, I don't think we can ever say we've got every track, because I can't guarantee it. There might be a few tracks here and there which are just missing that we don't know about. We never can guarantee it, I don't think. But the ones I can see that have been listed, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on Master System, Game Gear, Tails Adventure, Sonic Blast. I think when I was actually looking for those tracks a long, long time ago, they were the sort of tracks that were just impossible to get hold of. So if anyone can find these tracks on my forums, I don't know, say I'll put a shiny penny their way if they find them, because they're pretty hard to get hold of, those tracks. But outside of that, we will get around to adding more tracks into the site. It's only so much time. If you want to give me a hand, you're more than welcome.
Hey.
Yeah?
That just reminded me. I'm not thinking. Fast Feet, do you not have FTP access to Radio Sega's server?
I believe you do. But I mean, have you got those tracks?
What tracks are you looking for specifically?
There's so much ground to hand up.
All right, well, you know what? Talk to me later. And, you know, you can probably get them from Radio Sega.
Let's hope so. I mean, like I say, we're two of the biggest sources for it at the end of the day. Other than that, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Master System, Game Gear. Yeah, we've got Sonic Blast. We're going to have a look for it, yeah. Have a look for it, see if we can find
it. Yeah.
I think
we have it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not data swapped, meaning, you know, if it's playing some entirely different soundtrack, we're getting problems mostly from Master System games. But no one speaks up when there's an error. Just like, it was Saturday Night Sega, if people remember, where... I forget what soundtrack it was, but it was from a Master System.
Battle for Asgard, wasn't it? That was another one that was...
That was the week before, but we got another problem. And then I remember that there was yet another one that had played Mad World tracks. That was Sonic Chaos, and it played music from Mad World. And I'm noticing that it's mostly amongst Master System and 8-bit music. So I need people to actually listen to those Master System games. I'll get with you later. I need people to actually start requesting the 8-bit stuff and tell me if it's not 8-bit. If it's not 8-bit, even if it sounds good, if it's not 8-bit, then it's not the soundtrack that it's supposed to be. So I need to know which ones are corrupted so I can get to replacing them.
Okay, that's cool. So we can see if we can get on that sometime soon. Alright, I think we have a short musical break and then we'll come right back. But I tell you what, let's get some Summer Sonic music going on here, because I don't think many people, have it. It is on Fast Media, but it's pretty awesome. I usually was never used to find it. Random sound effects going on. Yeah, the other topic actually that's in the forum before we go is the Digital Economy Act, because now that's been in place, illegal downloads not going to happen any longer. It's the basis of that bill that's been passed rather.
People are going to find a way around that.
There's got to be. There's always an underground. There always has been. So, you know, I'm just thinking like worst case scenario, like, you know, that's the end of it.
Yeah, and I've got a funny feeling that some companies are actually going to rebel against the idea. Like certain companies might go against the whole idea, or initially go for it, and then say that it's wrong. And I'd say the only thing that really needs to be monitored on is torrented sites.
Yeah, they probably need more monitoring, I suppose, really. Although there's this favorite way to obtain stuff.
Exactly.
Well, I know there's a huge Facebook group against the Intel back.
Joe Bear says, isn't this meant to be a musical break?
Yes, musical break is going to happen now. Right, we rounded that up anyway, but yeah, we'll come back more on a digital economy bill and other rubbish mandering right after this musical break. You're listening to Fast Beats Phone Mix.
On Radio Sega.
Ladies and gentlemen, nine a winner, got a hot hand.
Tom. 6 to point. Check it out, Tom. 9 a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. 9 a winner. Got a hot hand. Place your bets, place your bets. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. So funky. So funky. Check me out, Tom. 8, 2 for 9. 5, 2 for 9. So funky. He's a rolling point is 9. Place 9. 8, 2 for 9. 5, 2 for 9. So funky. Who wants to come? Ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
to listen to this show again, download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
Hello and welcome back to the third and final part of Phonix. If I didn't breathe it on the microphone yet again.
I think we should try again.
That's you, Nuxy, isn't it? Right.
What?
No, I think that's... That, who is it? Right. Well, unless someone in the chat room annoys me more, I think I might have to give it to Nuxy, because I swear that's been used doing the additional unneeded noise. But yes, I'd rather give someone else a hag of the week, because that's a rather boring way to give it. But anyway, going back to where we're talking about, as the ident just showed a minute ago, yeah, you can download this show from RadioSega.net as well as FastFeedMedia.net. AAC on Radio Sega, MP3 on FastFeedMedia. That's how it works, essentially. Now, those of you in the IRC chat room, and if not, if you're on Twitter, answer it either way. Here's the question I want you to give a quick answer to, one way or the other, without breaking your mug and freaking out. the question is, coffee or tea? Simple as that. And now, I don't care whether you drink it or not, you have to answer for one of them. So do you prefer coffee or tea? Now we'll come back to that question in a minute, and we'll see what my co-hosts think as well, really. We'll see, we probably have some responses in there as well from the chat room, and hopefully a bit on Twitter as well. And Twitter's at Fastfit Media, in case you don't know. Anyway, so yeah, more week of chilling and not doing a lot, breaking glasses and interrupting.
So sorry.
Oh, we got one. We got one person.
I'm sorry too. I think I just pine for audio perfection. That's all. Just a little too much.
Well, I technically, I drink tea. There you go. I've said it. There's my response to the question.
Look, I drink fruit tea because I'm special.
Fair enough. That's fair enough.
Anyone else
it?
In this Skype room? What are you, tea or coffee? No, Gabby, not tea as in food. It has to be drink tea or coffee.
Tea as in what?
Well, it's just like saying it. Britain, you know, come for tea is another name for dinner. So, like, you know, people in America don't. I don't know if you use the word tea, but your dinner is in food. Yeah, see, I don't think you guys do.
I personally have not used it in that context, but.
Yeah, so tea does not count as in food. It has to be the brewed liquid, so it has to be coffee or tea.
Oh, somebody's mobile's starting to go off.
Put up to the mic. No. I want to speak to them. How dare you ring one of us?
Oh, I was wondering.
Who was it?
It's up there.
Cricket sounds, cricket sounds, cricket sounds, cricket sounds.
Oh, God.
Cricket sounds, cricket sounds.
Wouldn't it be bad if crickets actually were like that? Crickets were just sitting there going, cricket sounds, and you'd be like, man, the crickets are freaking me out with the cricket sounds noise again. Crickets are...
I just had to do that.
It does give that nice sort of atmosphere of the evening, though, doesn't it? So. I'll just wait for a sort of dog to sort of appear in the background and then just stops. Then starts again. All right. Well, let's get to the answer of this question. Coffee or tea? The answer, I suppose, is tea. Technically, is the right answer in all methods. Now, I've only been reading the BBC website. I lunch it occasionally. Apparently, it says if you drink tea, it is actually better for you than water. Because it actually hydrates you quite a bit. So, I mean, probably if you're talking about tea without any sugar in it, or, well, probably a bit of milk, I don't know, that's how much mess you drunk. Then, yeah, it's going to be quite rejuvenating and quite hydrating. So, it's going to be better than water, apparently. So, yeah, coffee, probably not. But yeah, that's... it's probably on the BBC website somewhere.
That's pretty strange, that.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit weird as well, but most studies show it's pointing in that direction. Yeah, unlike me, who always drinks coffee.
Well, you're screwed then, aren't you?
Well, I am, but yeah. But coffee does work, so yeah, I'm siding on that side. Yeah.
Oh god.
We should call this a cricket show instead or something, really. It's a bit more appropriate. Our other 20 co-hosts in the back garden there, we've gone to cricket. Me and my crickets. We actually keep crickets here, actually, but they're to actually feed the geckos. Yeah,
I love it. I like that. Oh no, why you called the IRC?
Yeah, what's
too
going
late
down
to the
in the IRC?
Yeah, people's diabetes.
Oh god. Coffee is bad
for
people.
Who's gonna drink 2 liters of tea a day, though?
Technically, my dad does.
Does he have diabetes? Oh.
I'd rather not see ya.
So there. Anyway. See, it was just a bad idea bringing up this tea business. Tea's all just bad news. Even though it's supposedly good news. I don't know. Depends what you mean make of it. Anyway. Yeah, digital economy though. It's a bit of a pain because it does essentially mean that internet service providers in the UK will be able to keep an eye on what people are doing with any illegal downloads, and like you say, that is obviously mainly served a bit torrent than other places as well at the moment. So if that were to happen, they're just trying to actually stop piracy happening in its digital manner, as it were. But, like we've been saying, there's going to be a way around it at the end of the day. There's always a way forward, there's always an underground movement, so we'll sort of find a way. And it does just sort of question the whole world and ethics of the whole, you know, I mean, it's talking about, like, you know, making profits in music, because then it stops illegally downloading music. I think music's kind of not one of the major areas, to be honest, really, but I mean, it's still kind of quite big, but it's not quite as big as it really would make out. And the music industry seems to be making more money now, slowly improving profits, working with digital formats, so. Probably like a lot of people, I think it's unnecessary.
Yeah, but what gets me about it is that, I mean, in terms of video game music, us in Europe, well, us in the UK mainly, don't really have the luxury of getting, you know, the original soundtracks. They're very hard to come by.
Unless you
import.
But that's really expensive.
And then, exactly. I mean, fair enough. I mean, if it's like, a couple of months and it's out of print and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, fair enough. I mean, that's fair enough.
But
if they still go off it like that, then something's kind of wrong.
I imported imported a CD from Japan like last year. It cost me £20.
And how much was it initially? Without the taxes and all that.
£10.
So you've basically paid double.
Yeah. Pretty much. It was true blue, so it was worth it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know how far it's going to affect like soundtrack downloads from our end on the day, really, because I doubt it, but hopefully I won't get any letters from my SP saying, oh, the music from the server's illegal, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, look. They go through a bit. Well, you guys throwing up across the pipe. Hopefully not. Yeah, talking about illegal damages, really. Yeah, well, I didn't intend to make this show much of a long one, really, so I'm going to cut it short this week. I will actually get some plans together for some things we're actually going to look to do a bit more detail next week. Stop just smirking and snickering.
Well, it looks like I'll be sleeping on a couch.
It's alright, it's made up here, it's all good. So, just a reminder for next week, we're going to do Sounds Like Sonic / Sega sort of thing. So keep an eye on fastmedia.net and radiosega.net for that as well. But basic premise is, if you listen to any commercial music, which you do, everyone does, and you think it sounds like Sonic and Sega, then just let us know with the name of the title and the track. Guys, Leo so trying to put me
has
off.
spoken. I know, it's just some a comment about Leo not speaking yet. Asking if it feels too late.
Tell you the truth, I don't think we should finish until he speaks properly.
Yeah, say something, Leo.
Or even a sentence.
Oh, and good night.
Okay.
Tell us all about Leo, Sam.
Whoa, what can I say?
You can see anything.
Sex sounds, yeah, I'm not putting sex sounds on. Stupid IRC room, bad IRC room.
Don't fish. Okay.
Yeah, well, tell us how you found out about the Radio Sega, or how you got in the community, or what your favorite game is.
Well, I found it. My favorite game is Sonic CD. I hope I'm pronunciating or whatever it's right. Pressure. And I don't know. I like Sega music. A friend gave a link to me. I think he found it on I don't know, Kotaku or any place like that. Oh. But I joined and I loved all the music, and I found about Chitlet Radio and those games, you know, very good music. So yeah, I ended up here calling you and talking nonsense. And
as we do every week, usually.
Now, last week was nonsense.
That was...
Last week was
us
a nonsense, yeah.
Interesting.
Glad to see you agree. I heard the last half an hour.
No fashion.
Any last requests for the final tracks to go out on? Or shall I find some myself?
How much of the Radio Sega playlist do you have? Oh, good. Well, I might have a request.
Yeah. Let's see where this is going.
Uh-huh.
Right, you think I want to...
I have one.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I'll,
Yeah, of course we have that. That's Gonics, actually, though. But, yeah, of course.
Awesome choice.
Yeah, I said I got most of that. We talked about Wild Woody last week. I don't have Wild Woody yet.
Oh, well, see, I was requesting under false security. See? False sense of security.
Well, that's why I say most. It's not false sense at all. It's just not saying. If I had everything, I would say that.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, what happened was I downloaded Radio Sega's playlist, I think probably last summer, actually.
You're way behind. Oh, you have so much catching up to do.
Yeah, well, Gavi and to add it all. There is a bit, yeah, to be fair.
Uh-huh, Gavi and Resident and SD can vouch. I mean, I'm not being a bully about it, so I'm just letting you know.
I'm not looking at the IRC anymore at the minute.
Yeah, I think we're done with that now.
Yep, you better They're talking about Billy Mays, something that is explicit. I'm sure they know.
And it all started with surprise, surprise, Sega Mark mentioning about Silent Bang, drinking it as well. Which is some kind of special dirt remover type spray. Yeah, exactly.
Right, well, I think we'll round up the show for this week. And the pleasantries in the IRC carry on as they do. But anyways, yeah, we'll round up this week. I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks. Streets of Rage remix, Fuse, and a Virtual On remix, Among Fields of Crystal. Should be our remix. So yeah, it's goodbye from me, Fastbeat, and goodbye from my guest this week.
Bye.
Adios.
As you can tell,
the guest.
I'm going to tell you what, we can't actually leave about the Hag of the Week, can we? That ruffling in the microphone has reminded me.
Hey.
Oh, damn.
So yeah, this week, just to finish off the show, this week's Hag of the Week goes to Noxy, just because you're a bit noisy in the background.
The role of a hag.
Don't you want to be my hag? Yes, you do.
You okay?
And you've been hagged.
What?
You've been hagged.
Yeah,
we know something we should. You know something we should keep a tally.
I will do. In fact, there's meant to be a topic in the Radio Sega room forum, which is meant to be added, but hasn't yet. So that's all about that, hopefully. But yeah, keep an eye. Yeah, like I say, keep an eye for sounds like Sonic Sega. We'll be doing that next week, and also an eye on the Cyphers. We'll be having a couple of updates, so you might want to keep an eye for this week as well. So yeah, we'll be leaving you with Streets of Rage remix. Goodbye for this week.
This is the best feed for bricks on Radio Sega.